it's time for another special feature.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
I'm not going with you.
Why, no?
You have to stay here with Barnaby. You're married to him.
The girl that I married.
Men, 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 men.
There's a lady in our neighborhood who runs a buffet flat.
Welcome to This Way Out, the International Gay and Lesbian Radio Magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. Our news wrap crew took the week off to enjoy the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday, but they'll be back next time to report on the latest developments in or affecting our global LGBT communities. The legendary American DJ known as Dr. Demento raised audio kitsch to an art form, as Nurse Pimento, the late gay activist and radio producer David Fradkin, added his own kind of spice to pursuing the peculiarities of popular culture. We've assembled his queer collection on this week's special program that David liked to call
Stranger Than Straight.
Hi, I'm Nurse Pimento.
We are tough, you bet, filled with college pep. Bring him on, we cry. D-I-D-I-D-I.
I'm a private duty nurse specializing in bringing sunshine and happiness into your living room, dining room, or whatever.
As I live and breathe, a fairy.
Cool it, Jiminy. Just for you, I come bearing strange and wonderful medicines, off-the-wall tongue-in-cheek music and performances with gay references. These medications go down quite easily, and according to the indications on the labels, they are guaranteed to maybe even outrage.
I never said a guy who wears glasses is a queer. A guy who wears glasses is a four-eyes. A guy who is a fag is a queer.
So just sit back and relax as we enter the world of Stranger Than Straight.
I walk and talk like a queen. Man, that's just what I mean.
There have been suggestive hints all through our cinematic history in regard to homosexuality. Most have been in a comedic sense. In Some Like It Hot, Jack Lemmon's revelation to Joey Brown that they couldn't get married because he was a man brought on a deadpan response. Well, nobody's perfect. Other stars have appeared in films and drag. Who can forget Marlena Dietrich in A Top Hat and Tail singing a love song to Lily Marlene? Or Ray Bolger seducing college professors in Charlie's Aunt? Or Stan and Ollie playing each other's wives? Well, as far as Groucho Marx was concerned, he was warned.
How I got started in show business. I saw an ad in the Morning World.
Which doesn't exist anymore. And hardly do I. The ad said boy wanted to sing. I ran all the way from 93rd Street, where I lived then, to 33rd Street, and ran up five flights of stairs. I knocked on the door, and a man came to the door wearing a woman's outfit. Not entirely, just lipstick. And I realized that that was the profession that I wanted to enter.
Keep it fresh, keep it fair. Let it bloom every night. Give it room, give it air.
Keep your love a lovely dream and never wake it. Make it happy and be happy as you make it. Let it sing like a nightingale in May. Keep it gay, keep it free, or you'll frighten it away. Take it easy and enjoy it. By
while you take it.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
In Laurel and Hardy's famous Babes in Toyland, made in 1936, Stan disguises himself as Little Bo Peep in order to marry Silas Barnaby on the condition that if Bo Peep marries him, he will tear up Mother Peep's mortgage. The interesting element in this is not the surprise wedding.
Now you may kiss the bride.
But dealing with the reality of the situation after the fact.
Well, goodbye. And good luck.
What do you mean, goodbye? I'm not going with you.
Why, no. You have to stay here with Barnaby. You're married to him.
I don't want to stay here with him.
Why?
I don't love him. Oh! If he ever sees... Oh!
Isn't it amazing what a person could do with a record collection and a good ear for innuendos? Find a song, a soundtrack, or a comedy album, and you'll be shocked at what you can come up with.
The girl that I marry will have to be as soft and as pink as a
any filmography will have on its list a 1943 MGM musical called Girl Crazy. The entry will include the film's famous numbers, I Got Rhythm and Bidin' My Time, sung by Judy Garland. What you probably won't find on the entry is a song sung by Mickey Rooney. Nurse Pimento, of course, would never let such a thing escape his notice.
They found a silver spoon in my mouth. I had a barber just to curl my hair. If winter came, the mater carried me to the south. The point is that I had the best of care. Women and head waiters fawned on me. Life was just a bore till it dawned on me that if I'd ever want to be a man amongst men, I'd have to be manhandled now and then. Don't treat me rough, muss my hair. Don't you dare to handle me with care. I'm no innocent child, baby. Keep on treating me wild. Treat me rough, pinch my cheek. Kiss and hug and squeeze me till I'm weak. I've been pampered enough, baby, so keep on treating me wrong.
Or even Carl Reiner interviewing Mel Brooks, the 2,000-year-old man.
I'm always fascinated when you tell us personal things about the great historical figures. One who intrigues me, General Custer.
A fag.
Now, wait a moment. Now, just a moment.
Man was a fag.
No, we're talking about General Custer. He was a general.
Hey, I was there, Charlie.
You're saying that the general can be a fag?
He's a fag.
General's a fag?
All generals.
All generals? Now, just a moment. That is, are you trying to prove a psychiatric point?
I'm saying a simple truth. What's so hard
to...
Well,
no, you say not all generals. Maybe one, but not all generals.
Name the generals, I'll tell
you. George Washington.
Ah, fag, the biggest.
General Eisenhower.
Ah, fag.
General Cornwallis.
Ah, fag.
General Patton.
A big fag.
Now, just how could you explain that, sir? None of these men seem... We haven't any history of them being homosexual.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold up. Hold on, pal. I didn't say homosexual. No.
You said
fags. Don't get me in trouble. I don't want to get...
You said these generals were fags.
Yes, Federal Army generals. I didn't mean
that. Oh,
I
didn't
mean... No, I don't want to take the time on the record to... I've shortened things.
Do you know any homosexuals?
Maybe Custer, but I don't want to go... You know.
There were...
Could have been. He had long hair and he liked nice horses. Who knows?
This section is devoted to our boys. First, a song to all our boys over there.
This is a song entitled The Military Lovers.
you love me as much as I love you, as much as I love you. Do you love me as much as I love you, as much as I love you? Do you love me as much as I love you, as much as I love you? Dum 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 dum. Love me as much as I love you. Yes, sir, I do.
Tommy Smothers singing The Military Lovers.
Now, Martin Mull tells us what it's really like aboard a Navy ship.
It's men!
Men, men,
men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men, men.
It's great to be on a ship with men and sail across the sea. Oh, we don't know where we'll land or when, but it's great to be with men.
It's great to be with men.
Cause men can sweat and men can stink and no one seems to care. Oh, we'll throw the dishes in the sink and clog the drain with hair. Oh,
clog the drain with hair. Oh, men, men, men. It's a ship all filled with men. So batten down the ladies' room. There's no one here but men. Men, 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 men.
There's men above, there's men below. There's men down in the galley. There's Bush.
And Mike.
And Bush.
And Biff. And one guy we call Sally.
And one guy we call Sally. Men, men, men. It's a ship all filled with men. You'll never have to lift a seat. There's no one here but men.
Men, 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 men.
We're men and friends until the end. And none of us are sissies. At night we sleep in separate beds and blow each other kisses.
And blow each other kisses. Men, men, men. It's a ship all filled with men. So throw your rubbers overboard. There's no one here but men. Amen.
And now, dedicated to our boys in politics, an excerpt from the Watergate hearings, courtesy of the National Lampoon.
Now, Mr. Hunt, we have evidence here that you had an intimate relationship with the unsuccessful assassin of Governor George Wallace, Mr. Arthur Bremer.
Oh, look, I don't know how intimate it was. We slept together a couple times.
All right, now, just a minute here.
No big deal.
From the Continental Bat House in New York City, it's Bing Crosby with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. For their first number this evening, Paul and the gang give us their rendition of Oscar Levant's latest hit, Gay Love.
The silvery moon finds me alone tonight with only thoughts of you. The little stars are twinkling oh so bright, no wonder I am blue. Like a ray of sun with glaring light, you have brought the love that's burning. The happy spell of you now holds me tight. For you I keep on yearning. Gay love, with your heart I will play, love. Until you come my way, love, I'll be waiting for you. Your love is the kind I adore. Love, something worth living for, love. Every word, dear, is true. Your magic arms are always haunting, wanting you near to me. Your fiery eyes are so entrancing, glancing, romancing, yay, love. Won't you promise and say, love, you will be mine someday, love, and that you love me too?
Nurse Pimento will be right back with more Stranger Than Straight on this special edition of This Way Out, the International Gay and Lesbian Radio Magazine. But first, a brief message about our sponsors, you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Robert Simmons, Jr. of Lebanon, Ohio, a longtime This Way Out listener and donor. In memory of my mother, Mabel Simmons, I'm issuing a matching challenge to supporters of this volunteer-driven nonprofit operation. Please visit thiswayout.org to see how your help to keep this program on the air will now be worth twice as much. You'll also get a tax deduction if you're in the United States, and you'll find some unique holiday gifts there too. Again, please log on to thiswayout.org. We'll all be very thankful.
And now it's time for another special feature.
Stranger than. Stranger than straight.
Come out, come out, wherever you are.
Here I am.
As I live and breathe, a fairy.
Thanks a lot, Jiminy. Hi there. Nurse Pimento at the duty desk once again, prescribing all kinds of forbidden fruit for your enjoyment.
Look at you, look at me. Wish that we could always be so young and gay. That's us today.
If you think the innuendos aren't clear, you are sadly mistaken. Many people are under the impression that the words we're familiar with today in the gay lingo are relatively new. Well, if they mean relative to the history of the world, they're right. But in regard to the 1930s and 40s, you'd better start taking the inferences at face value, because even then a fairy meant more than just a sprite. Did you ever wonder if Danny Kaye was a fairy? Especially after seeing him follow Bing Crosby around like a sick puppy in White Christmas. It should be on TV for the holidays, so look for it. Until then, be content with this little number. I have no date for it, but it's a heck of a lot older than White Christmas, which was made in 1954.
All the birds have gone to sleep and all the frogs are still. Then you will hear the fairy pipes come out upon the hill. Come out, listen on the air. Up there, down there, fairies everywhere. Oh, hark, oh, hear, can't you hear the tune? Fairy, fairy pipes sound underneath the silver moon.
But if you doubt that this can occur, and a question of what I say, you'll never hear the melody.
D. D. The fairy pipers play. Come out, listen on the air. Up there, down there, fairies everywhere. Oh, happy now here, can't you hear the tune? Airy fairy pipers underneath the silver moon. Come, 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 come
diary documenting her years in hiding from the Nazis wasn't all the millions of readers made her out to be. She was more.
Wednesday, 5 January, 1944. Dear Kitty, after I came here, when I was just 14, I began to think about myself sooner than most girls and to know that I am a person. Sometimes, when I lie in bed at night, I have a terrible desire to feel my breasts and to listen to the quiet, rhythmic beat of my heart. I already had these kinds of feelings subconsciously before I came here, because I remember that once when I slept with a girlfriend, I had a strong desire to kiss her and that I did do so. I could not help being terribly inquisitive over her body, for she'd always kept it hidden from me. I asked her whether, as a proof of our friendship, we should feel one another's breasts, but she refused. I go into ecstasies every time I see the naked figure of a woman, such as Venus, for example. It strikes me as so wonderful and exquisite that I have difficulty in stopping the tears rolling down my cheeks. If only I had a girlfriend. Yours, Anne.
Today, straight people consider overt sexuality threatening. But in Noel Coward's time, it was considered chic.
I don't know, it's an extraordinary experience. I'd say, not everybody has that sort of experience. It's something to do with the sun and all that. I wouldn't understand myself, really. You know, quite for no reason, I'm here for the season and high as a kite, living in error with Maud and Capferra, which couldn't be right. You know, everyone's here frightfully gay. You know, nobody cares what people say. Now, though the Riviera is really much queerer than Rome at its height, on Wednesday night, I went to a marvellous party with Nunu and Nada and Nell. You know, it was in the fresh air, and we went as we were. We stayed as we were, which was hell. Poor Grace started singing at midnight, and she didn't stop singing till four. You know, we knew the excitement was bound to begin when Laura got blind on Dubonnet and gin and scratched her veneer with a Cartier pin. I couldn't have liked it more, honestly. I mean, it was a marvellous party. We played the most wonderful game. Maureen disappeared and came back in a beard, and we all had to guess at her name, imagine. Old Cecil, good old Cecil arrived wearing armor, some shells, and a black feather ball. Poor Millicent wore a surrealist comb made of bits of mosaic from St. Peter's in Rome. But the weight was so great that she had to go home. I couldn't have liked it more, honestly. It's the most fabulous idea. I've never seen such a carry-on. I mean, it couldn't happen anywhere else, Bungie. It was peculiar. You know, people's behavior away from Belgravia would make you aghast. So much variety watching societies cantering past. You know, if you have any mind at all, Gibbon's divine decline and fall sounds pretty flimsy. No more than a whimsy. By way of contrast, on Wednesday night, I went to a marvelous party. I must say the fun was intense. We all had to do what the people we knew might be doing 100 years hence. Can you beat it? We talked about growing old gracefully, and Elsie, who's 74, said, A, it's a question of being sincere, and B, if you're supple, you've nothing to fear. Then she swung upside down from a glass chandelier. I couldn't have liked it more. I've been to a marvelous party. We didn't sit down to dinner till 10. You know, and young Bobby Carr did a stunt at the bar with a lot of extraordinary men. Poor Frida arrived with a turtle, which shattered us all to the core. The Duchess passed out at 2:45, and suddenly Cyril cried, fiddly-dee, and he ripped off his trousers and jumped in the sea. I couldn't have liked it more. I've been to a marvelous party. Elise made an entrance with May. You'd never have guessed from her fisherman's vest that her bust had been whittled away. Poor Lulu got fried on Chianti and talked about esprit de corps. Louise made a couple of passes at Gus, and Freddy, who hates any kind of a fuss, did half the Big Apple and twisted his truss. Ha ha! I couldn't have liked it more.
That isn't exactly the kind of music you could dance to.
Oh, I love dancing. I really do.
He didn't mean that.
Well, I didn't think that he did. Two grown men dancing. Heavens.
Wait, we're not partied out yet. The great jazz singer Bessie Smith used to go to parties at a very strange apartment. What did Bessie do up there?
Bessie had a party up there at this woman's house.
Bessie's niece, Ruby, talking with Chris Albertson.
It was right near the jailhouse there in Detroit. Because when we come out side entrance, the prisoners would be hauling down, "Hey, girl," and we'd be hauling up at them and everything. I'll never get that place in Detroit. And Bessie, that's where the faggots used to dress like women there, and it wasn't against the law, you know. That was an open, real open house for everybody there in that town. And that's where I told you they had that party that time, and I went to it. Bessie and all of us went to the party, and all of us got so drunk there at that house that some house that was a friend of Bessie, some woman had a house there, a buffet flat.
There's a lady in our neighborhood who runs a buffet flat. And when she gives a party, she knows just where she's at. She gives a dance last Friday night that was to last till one. But when the time was almost up, the fun had just begun.
What was a buffet flag?
A buffet flag is nothing but faggots and bulldaggers and open house. Everything goes on in that house.
But I mean, it was strictly a gay place.
A very gay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it was strictly for faggots and...
Everything that was in the life. That's in the life.
Yeah. Why was it called a buffet flat?
A buffet means everything. Yeah. Everything goes on. Mm-hmm. They had a faggot there. It was so great that people used to come there just to watch him make love to another man. Mm. That's right. And he was real great. They'd give him a tongue bath and everything. Mm. And by the time he got to the front of that guy, he was shaking like a leaf, baby. And people used to pay good just to go in there and see him do his act. Now, we went into this room where this cat was giving this bit of this bath. Well, I tell you the truth, I was only young then. I was much younger than I am now, you know. And I sat and watched that cat, and everybody in the room was excited. Honey, I've never seen anything like that in my life. He started from the cat's toes, and he went up from the back to the front. And by the time he got to the front of that cat, boy, I'm telling you, he was jeeping. And I felt like jeeping with him. And everybody in the room felt the same. That cat was great. I'm telling you, he was fine.
A real artist.
Oh, he was. There ain't no job about that. He really was. In fact, in them days, they only had them working in there that could draw money, you see. They had to pay as they come in. You know the buffet flat is. They pay as they come in. You have to pay to go in. And they have shows, and every room is different. Two women going together, a man going together. And anything that you want to see is in that place. And if you're interested, they do the same thing to you. You want to pay? I wanted to get in with that cat. But he said it wasn't fish day, you know.
Oh.
So, so I was out.
There's a lady in our neighborhood who runs a buffet flat.
Feeling better now? I'm so glad. Oh, my, I've forgotten all about the time. My shift is over now, but I'm sure you're in good enough shape to take care of yourself. Remember, drink plenty of liquids and don't forget to take your vitamins. Oh, and we should thank the people who are the active ingredients in our miracle cure, Margaret Fowler and Joan Sprague, for their technical assistance. And the inert ingredients should get equal time, so I'd like to thank David Fradkin for just being me. This is Nurse Pimento. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing my song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
Thanks for tuning into This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. This week, David Nurse Pimento Fradkin brought us Stranger Than Straight, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. Remember, you can listen online to This Way Out anytime, exclusively at outinamerica.com. There's a link at our website, thiswayout.org. Most This Way Out operating expenses are funded by direct charitable donations from our listeners, and we thank you. It's you, our listeners, who keep this program on the air. And get some queer history, music, and culture on specially produced CDs as a bonus. For all the details, please log on to thiswayout.org or write to us at Box 38327, Los Angeles, California, 90038, USA. For Associate Producer Lucia Chappelle and the entire This Way Out family, I'm Greg Gordon. We thank you for listening on KUOI, Moscow, Idaho, WORT, Madison, Wisconsin, 7LTN, Launceston, Tasmania, and more than 150 other stations around the world, including this community radio station. Everybody stay tuned.